this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Brother, all I know is the Dolphins are kicking ass. Don't worry about power rankings. Big O, the Dolphins belong on prime time. That they do. But now, see, the problem is you didn't know, I didn't know, they didn't know that the Dolphins are going to be this good. So now that you know, and remember, flex schedules are coming. So as they start to become flex scheduling on the back end here of this schedule, if the Dolphins continue on this trajectory, I would imagine they're going to get flexed into some of these games and some others are going to be flexed out. You know what I'm saying? But you are correct. The Dolphins do deserve, you know, that support. They definitely deserve the attention. They deserve the pub. I'm with you. Dan Hansis. I don't even know who that is. I don't know who Dan Hansis is. I'm sorry, dude. I apologize. I don't know who Dan Hansis is, my man. So, you know, bien conocido en su casa, as they used to say. You know, the one thing I will say to a lot of Dolph fans out there, and maybe most of you don't belong in this category, but this is what I would say to a lot of you out there that live in this, enjoy the moment. Live in this moment. Don't actually look, as much as I agree with a lot of you out there that think that this team can be competitive with anybody, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, whatever, you name it. I'm with you on that. But I would not sit there and expect them to be in the AFC Championship game and win the Super Bowl and that they should win 13. And, you know, I'm not going to do that to myself. You know why? We've been suffering for over 20 years now. We've been wanting this feeling for a long, long time, right? We now got it. So why are we going to get ahead of ourselves and maybe put unrealistic expectations on ourselves? Why don't we do this, ladies and gentlemen? Why don't we just enjoy the moment, right? Because when the season started, we didn't expect 6-3. And then when the season started and we were 0-2, much less do you expect 6-3 after that. And yet that's what we got. So instead of trying to think of what we're going to do 4 weeks from now or 8 weeks from now, or if they're going to be in the playoffs or if they're going to get into the AFC Championship game, why don't we do this? Because I'll tell you what was one of the more entertaining years in sports history in South Florida. It was 2003. And it was a little baseball team by the name of the Marlins. And that Marlins club, nobody knew that they were going to be that good. Nobody knew that they were going to fire their manager. Nobody knew that you would call up Cabrera and Dontrell Willis. And that Dontrell Willis would capture the imagination of the entire nation with his funky chicken delivery and all that stuff. Nobody knew it. And that was the best part about that year. That nobody knew it was coming. Nobody knew what you know now, that from May 1st on, they had the best record in the majors. Nobody knew it. Nobody expected. In 97, it was expected. We weren't surprised that they were in the World Series. It was fun. It was great that they won. But you weren't shocked that they won the World Series, were you? I wasn't. I mean, if you're old enough to have lived it like I have, I wasn't shocked.
Kevin Brown, Al Leiter.
Are you kidding me? We had a great pitching staff, great bullpen. We had hitters up and down that entire lineup. Clutch mofos, too, on top of all of that. Several players that you did not want in a pressure situation. So why would you be shocked? But in 2003, we were. And right now, we're in the middle of that same feeling. So I don't want to build myself up and start thinking, well, you know, we should be in the playoffs. Well, we should be in the Super Bowl. And then when we're not there, and then we have to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves because we now realize, you know, they were in the second year of rebuilding. Maybe I got a little ahead of myself. I'm not telling you it's not going to happen. I'm not telling you it's impossible that they can't win double digits, that they can't get to the playoffs, that they can't get to the AFC Championship game, and by some crazy-ass way that they can't be in the Super Bowl. I'm not telling you that. All I'm telling you is enjoy the coming week against the Denver Broncos. Okay? That's what I'm telling you. Enjoy that. Let's wait for this moment to take over, because maybe Tua passes for 350 yards this week and 4 touchdowns, and we have a lot of fun. Or maybe Sealer, whatever his name is, maybe Zach gets 3 sacks this week, coming off his 3-year extension. Maybe, just maybe, Nick Needham picks off whoever is the quarterback for Denver, not once, but twice. Let's enjoy those moments. Let's enjoy Miami kicking Denver's ass. Let's enjoy Miami getting their 7th win first. Then let's get together and enjoy Miami getting their 8th win against the Jets. Let's not get ahead of ourselves in what's going to happen in week 16, and that we deserve to be in the playoffs, and that we deserve to be on prime time and all of that. Let everybody else catch up. Remember how I started the show? How everybody is kind of catching up to us? Let them catch up to our glory. Let them catch up to our fun. Let them catch up to our winning team. But for you out there as Dolphin fans, stay in the moment. Do you know why? It's been a shitty year. There's a lot of shitty things that have gone on. And there's going to be more shitty things going on, right? This is like one of the few moments that we're enjoying ourselves in 2020. So why build it up and beat yourself down? Why not just live in the moment and enjoy this week? And then we'll turn the page, as Bob Seger would say, and then we go and enjoy next week. You know what I mean? That's all I would tell you. Just take it week by week. Embrace it all. You know, just embody everything that's all about it. You know, get together with your friends, your family members, watch the games, root them on. Social media, whatever you want to do, just live the moment, man. We haven't had this in a long, long time. Long, long time. So why build yourself up for other things that has nothing to do with this week? Okay? Talking about week 15 doesn't have anything to do with this right now. Talking about winning 10 in a row has nothing to do with this right now. Talking about the playoffs or the Super Bowl or playing KC has nothing to do with what's going on right now. Let's focus on our team, who's going to play on the offensive line, who's going to get the sacks this week, you know, how well will Tua play, you know, how much will it affect the Dolphins traveling, going to Denver, playing in a Mile High City, all those things. It's their first time together as a team to go there. Let's live in this moment. So that way we can, like, thoroughly enjoy every week and put it back there in our memory bank. Because, again, we don't get a lot of these years. And I'm hoping there's more of this and better to come down the line. But for now, man, just enjoy this week. That's all. Enjoy the win that just happened and enjoy the next game coming up. That's what I would tell you.